Affectionate Guidance, Chapter 28, Treasures. These are short excerpts by Srila Bhakti Sandagovinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. In the last few days, I have received 4 new publications from our devotees around the world, but I am finding that so few of our devotees are reading our books. It is not that these are to be opened and looked through or read once, but they are to be read daily and repeatedly. I have been in the mission now for 50 years, and I am still reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita. By this I am surprised how much new light and inspiration is coming to me from the Gita. Now we have so many books from our mission, around 200 publications. But the devotees must constantly read and reread these. This procedure is good for our devotees, and it is my desire that they will do so. And the next treasure? This special type of knowledge, this Krishna consciousness, will come to the prisoners sleeping under Maya. Now, with this consciousness, they have woken up. A revolt has broken out in the prison, and they are escaping. And the next treasure? Everyone must follow the 4 regulative rules. This is one of the rules of our society. We are following Srimad Bhagavatam, and there this ruling is given, so there is no question about it. Actually, it is not 4, but 5 regulative principles, and everyone must follow that. We are not to digest anything in this mundane world, but everything must be offered to Krishna. Hence, the 5th regulation is so important. Indeed, within gold is the residence of all the other 4 forbidden activities, that is, illicit sex, gambling, meat-eating, and intoxication. So, how to live without storing gold? We will take prasadam. And the next treasure? In the time of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, a devotee got married. Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj said, "Very good, that man will serve that girl in a variety of ways, thinking she is one of Krishna's gopis." So everywhere we have some possibility to see everything in relation to Krishna. But that is very hard. One type of vision is bhoga, one is tyaga, and one is bhakti, that is, enjoyment, renunciation, and dedication. We shall try to live in the plane of devotion, the plane of dedication. That is our goal. If we can do fully, we shall be benefited fully, and if we can do partly, we shall be benefited partly. But we are not to lose our vision. Our vision will always be to that ideal level. And the next treasure, the next short excerpt. The line of Srila Guru Maharaj is very clear, but to follow the line is not so clear. I know that my service is to make harmony and take all the devotees within one ship. I consider my disciples as my friends. I never say, "You are my disciple," but I consider them as my friends. They are helping me to proceed in the line of Krishna consciousness to the goal. If we can go together in one ship, that is very happy for us. We are making a society, therefore it is not good if in each country there are 3 or 4 parties. Rather, it is very good if together as one party they will follow our principle. No doubt a few will go out from the shelter of the umbrella, But what can we do? We are not masters of this universe. We can only try to do good for others. If they will listen, that is very good. But if they won't listen, then there is nothing we can do. Above everything, the will of Krishna will act. Man proposes, God disposes. Therefore, we cannot control and we cannot do everything. But we will try as much as possible by us, and we shall try sincerely. Without diplomacy or duplicity, we shall try to do good for others and for ourselves. As Acharya, my situation is that the good of all the disciples will come to me, and everyone's bad will come to me also. That is my situation. We cannot make miracles, but the main thing is that we shall at least give encouragement so no one will leave the line of Krishna consciousness. And the next treasure? One who does seva, but is always thinking about his own interest, must be ignored by bhakti, and bhakti will not go to him. And the next short treasure? Is it necessary to have any ingredients to worship? One's own tears are the best ingredients. And the next short treasure? If we want to serve Srila Guru Maharaj exclusively and not see anything else, then we will be relieved of all troubles. But we must try to serve Guru very attentively. Only then will we get that chance. Otherwise, we will be cheated. And the last treasure of the chapter? My principal directive to all the devotees is to try to avoid Vaishnava aparad and thereby continue happily your practicing life. Om Tat Sat. And the end of the reading of Affectionate Guidance by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, the Saivite President Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Nabadeep, with spiritually affiliated branches all over the world. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. All glories to His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. If anyone would like further information, please contact the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math's website, scsmath.com. That is, scsmath.com. All in lowercase letters. Vancha kaupatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.